Let's go.
This is the Training Camp Review Podcast from Patriots.com.
Tempo in and out of the huddle.
The Training Camp Review Podcast is your daily source for all the news from Patriots Training Camp. Couldn't make it to the Patriots practice? Don't worry. The writers of Patriots Football Weekly have you covered. Well, maybe not Fred.
It's supposed to be hot, supposed to be tough, the NFL. Training camp.
Now, here to review today's practice, the writers of PFW.
And we're back. Eric Scalavino, Paul Perillo, Andy Hart of Patriots Football Weekly here for our ninth straight day to recap practices 16 and 17 from Patriots training camp. The morning was a walkthrough. The afternoon was full pads. We just got off the field for that one. And a lot of activity for Brian Hoyer in this practice. A lot of opportunities for him. Tom Brady didn't do as much as he normally does, but that gave the backup a little opportunity to run the offense and the two-minute drill and the red zone and the down and distance situations. But we'll get to all that stuff in a minute. First, get to some housekeeping duties. Who was there? Who wasn't there? The usual cast of characters that weren't there: Matthew Slater, Lee Bodden, Brett Lockett, Gary Guyton, of course, Logan Mankins. Nick Kazier continues to be out, as well as Ty Warren. Guys who were there rehabbing: Thomas Clayton, Terrence Johnson, and the D-lineman Ron Brace and Mike Wright. Positive note, the returns of Jonathan Wilhite went back into full pads after a few days in the shorts and T-shirt. Mark LaVar, who missed yesterday's workout, back on the field in full pads, and Myron Pryor, who's missed a few practices, back at it in full pads. And guys, we just mentioned it off the top there, but passing game was a focus in this second practice today, and Brian Hoyer got most of the reps. What stood out to you guys from the activity that we did see there?
Well, I thought, again, it was a little bit uneven offensively. I thought they had their moments. Offensively, especially, there was that one period where there were a couple of passes that popped wide open, a couple of runs that popped wide open. It was a lot of down and distance work, as you mentioned, Eric. But then there were some other periods where I thought the defense had the edge. A couple of guys that stood out to me, again, Aaron Hernandez catching a lot of passes, making a couple of difficult catches. And I want to say one of the defensive backs, actually two defensive backs, that are really kind of under the radar that continue, in my opinion, to make plays, Terrence Wheatley and Kyle Arrington.
Yep.
I think both of those guys are really making strong pushes for roles. And in Arrington's case, he probably has a special teams role, but maybe something even bigger than that. Those are a couple of guys that stood out to me. Still uneven on offense, but I thought a little bit better today. And the whole thing with Brady, kind of what we are used to seeing in the past with him. Last year, not so much. He was out there for everything last year, coming back off the knee. But periodically, we'd see him get some quote-unquote rests, even though he's out there. Today was one of those days. He didn't throw the ball very much.
Yeah, I liked what I saw from Arrington, too. He's been providing a lot of tight coverage, not always making the play, but he's always right there. And because in these camps, even though they're wearing full pads, there's really not a lot of hitting, even in the full squad,
and
Team
I wonder,
D versus Team O.
I wonder if we'll get the officials on hand next week when the Saints come, because I'm interested to see how some of the plays that he's involved with are officiated, because dude's physical. He likes to get his hands on the receiver, and I think he'll probably get some penalties. But I like that. I mentioned to Andy in the middle of the practice, I'd rather have a 5-yard holding penalty than a 15-yard pitch and catch, which we've seen too much of in the last couple of years.
Randy Moss made a couple of ridiculous catches today that, I mean, again, we don't know how he comes down with these passes.
Should I stop you? Because I've heard this
great
before.
Catch, homie.
It's ridiculous. Which is why it was okay that after practice, when every other receiver went down to the jugs machine, Moss went to the sideline,
got a Gatorade,
took his jerseys off, got his Gatorade, sat down and watched.
That's right.
Because he doesn't need the jugs machine. Ridiculous.
Great catch, homie.
Is 4 days our rule? Every 4 days we remind people how ridiculous Moss is.
Before you
He's
even
ridiculous.
Got out, Andy, today he made a play in the back corner of the end zone during a one-on-one drill with the defensive backs. He got Butler, got a step on him, and just so effortlessly reached out with his left hand and just caught the pass.
I thought equally as impressive.
Toe tapping with one hand.
Brandon Merriweather, a supposed Pro Bowl safety, running with him down the center of the field.
No contest.
Doesn't know where the ball is. Moss knows where the ball is and ends up 3-4 yards from him, catching the ball under the goalpost for a touchdown.
Yep.
He just, whatever you need him to do, he does it. And he's a freak. He is, as we've said so many times, maybe the most physically talented receiver to ever play the game of football. Just to get back to the DBs for a minute, I thought it was interesting today with Will Height coming back the next couple days or whenever the practices unfold in front of us going into the Saints in the preseason. I'm intrigued to find out where Will Height kind of puts that card. You know, they cut the deck, they put the card back in, where that card fits, because we've seen Devin McCourty ascend to Darius Butler level with Lee Bodden, even though Bodden's banged up now. And we've seen Terrence Wheatley, after Bodden went down, have some nice practices, get some breaks on the ball, get his hands on some balls. It's possible, I think, that Wheatley either has or will pass Will Height, because as we've said for about a year now, Will Height's going in the wrong direction. He's going back down the depth chart, down arrow, you know, my draft rating system. He gets a down arrow. Whereas when he's been healthy, which is rare and had some opportunities, Wheatley looks like he can play a little bit, and it'll be interesting to see how those two guys, do they start to get slotted where they were when they joined the team, a second-round pick and a fourth-round pick, with Wheatley ahead of Will Height.
And it's funny you mention that, because going back to 08 when Wheatley was drafted, his first week or two in camp, he got a lot of run against Randy Moss and with a lot of the so-called first defense. And then, as you said, started to slide a little bit.
Then he got hurt, and he got hurt.
And then last year, Butler was the high corner draft pick in the second round. He got a lot of work early and then sort of faded
back.
Right, and now we're seeing McCourty early on getting a heck of a lot of run. Interesting to see whether he falls back or stays or continues to ascend.
I like all these comparisons, even to take it to this year and last year, Ron Brace. You know, Myron Pryor passes him up as the sixth-round pick and the second-round pick. Can Brace ever catch up like Wheatley's doing possibly? Or, well, you know, he'd probably have to get on the field to catch up. But I like kind of how you rate guys early. You know, you get that flash. We've talked about Taylor Price maybe kind of coming back to the pack, and whether that's physical grind or missing time in the spring because he had to stay in school or he's just a rookie, whatever. You know, Brandon Tate still kind of is doing that step up every day where he does a little something that makes you go, okay, he can do this, this, and this, whereas Price is at best leveled out and maybe taken a half a step back.
Yeah, I thought that the receivers in general, all the way across the board, and I'll exclude Moss because Andy already talked about that.
He excludes himself from group drills.
But it looked to me like everybody was dragging a little bit today, especially as the practice went on. There was a lot of hurry up, a lot of situational stuff, so it required guys getting in their routes and then
going
getting immediately
speed.
Back to the line of scrimmage full speed, getting right back into a route. But we would be remiss if we didn't mention that Andy's guy, Gronkowski, again, who's one of the guys I thought was really dragging in that situation, found a way to get open in the end zone, in the red zone again, caught a touchdown pass in one of those hurry-up drills at the end.
Another one of Andy's guys.
Exactly. I was going to leave that out. I was going to focus on the positive.
I'm
generally
objective.
What I do.
Right down the middle. I tell it like it is.
But I did think it was interesting because it was in the midst of one of those two or three or four plays in a row where you had to get in a route, right back to the line, right back into your route.
That's
and you
what
still
separates
was able
the good teams from
open.
The bad. The ones that can, because everyone's going to get tired. Everyone in the fourth quarter is going to be winded. They're going to lose energy. But the teams that can overcome that are the ones that are going to win.
It was like Bill said this week: the evaluations start now under stress and duress.
Yeah.
Well, some guys are improving under that.
Right.
How did he put it? He said the first day you go out there and a lot of guys can make plays running around, but that's not the NFL season. Yeah. That's not the grind.
Step. That's where it's fun.
That's not the grind of the NFL season.
Talk to me week nine when you're tired.
I want to make a point.
Tired?
Something that we witnessed today, Paul, with Price, going back to him for a second. There was one play where Brian Hoyer way overthrew Torrey Holt on a sideline pattern, but Holt didn't go after Hoyer. He went and looked in Price's direction and sort of gave him a tongue lashing for
running a wrong route. You got to get up, and I think you got to get out and clear out that zone faster than he did for Holt to get into his spot. So listen, it's a learning curve. I thought today Price maybe showed, as Andy, I think Andy put it, leveled off.
Yeah,
I think that's probably the right way to put it. I still am high on Taylor Price. I just didn't think today was his best day.
Right. A couple of other notes. Punt team was the focus of the special teams today. Patrick Chung continues to be the personal protector for most of those. Mesko looking to get a little more consistent in the first period. They usually do two periods. They have one or two other drills in the middle. But in the first period, he was unleashing some really good kicks. The second period looked like it was more directional stuff, but his kicks were not nearly as effective.
They were coming up a lot shorter in the second period.
He
almost injured Tom Brady, who
was on the other field.
Funny you may ask what Tom Brady was doing in a punting drill. I'll answer that. He wasn't in the punting drill. He was on the other field.
So he punts like I golf?
Yeah.
I'm in the fairway. Yeah. Not ours, but I'm in the fairway.
So, yeah. So Mesko's starting to get a little bit more comfortable. That, like I said, that one period the second time around wasn't as consistent.
He's a rookie.
Yeah, but he's getting there. He's shown progress from the spring, and he continues to do that.
That's all he asked for.
And that exactly. Also worth mentioning, Gostkowski continues to nail pretty much all of his field goals, which is not only a testament to him, but the fact that Mesko is his new holder, and they're still working on the mechanics of that. We saw that yesterday before the walkthrough. Gostkowski was actually taking the snaps from Ingram and showing Mesko exactly how he wanted certain things done there. And Mesko seems to be handling that fine because none of the kicks seem to be going wayward, which is a testament to the way they've adjusted to each other this quickly.
It was a good week. A lot of stuff going on. A lot of different, lot of physical aspect, I thought, earlier in the week. As the week has gone on, I think it's been more geared toward the situational stuff. That's what Bill has been talking about, down and distance. But a lot of stuff to talk about, and I think the point that Andy and Eric made about the different guys sort of catching up to one another and passing each other, I think it's a very competitive camp. Now, what won't be told until the regular season starts is it a high level of competition?
Right.
You know, right now, I think there's a lot of competition for jobs. We don't know how those guys are going to compare.
Spring training in Pittsburgh is entertaining every year.
Exactly.
They lose 95
how do they compare competitively they with the with what we think are the better teams? We won't know that.
Well,
for
which
a while.
Is why Tuesday I think will be a good test before we get to the actual preseason games. You know, not only is it another team coming in, but it's the Super Bowl champions, a team that beat this team handily last year. Most of the same players still around, so the memories are fresh, and you're going up against pretty much the same competition. It'll be interesting to see how they. How they've corrected anything that may have gone wrong there, and the extent to which they practice. Is it going to be full pads? Is it going to be shells? Is it going to be what? We don't really know exactly the schedule or how that's going to work out, but it'll just be interesting to see those two teams together on the field in advance of their game on Thursday. As we record this, it's 4:30 in the afternoon. We still don't know the official schedule for the days ahead, where there's possibility the Patriots could be practicing this weekend, but again, we don't have that information at the moment. So check Patriots.com for the latest updates on that. Check the Patriots.com blog, of course, where Andy and Paul and I always keep you updated. And we'll be back whenever there's another practice. We'll recap it all. So join us then.
I could always eat your salad.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.